Hey family, I hope that you guys are well as can be. So today we're here to talk about the elections because yesterday was the election and a lot of people all over social media are so upset, so angry about these elections. And I don't understand why, truthfully, because what did y'all think was going to happen? Did y'all really think that they were going to allow a Black woman to be the president? No, you couldn't have thought that. You couldn't have thought that they were going to allow a Black woman to be the president. Y'all are really tripping if y'all really thought that. Like, for real? Be so for real. I know that you knew better, right? No, y'all, they were not going to allow a Black woman to be president. And simply because, why would they? Why would they? There are so many debates going around about how Kamala was so, how she wouldn't have been ready for being the president because she was a woman. I had this same conversation with my husband, his friend, and his wife. We were on the phone four-way and we were talking about it. And of course, as usual, my husband was on the women's side because guess what? That man loves me. He loves me down. Okay. And he understands the strength of a woman and what femininity can do and how it is so powerful. Now, his friend, on the other hand, or his associate, let's just say that because it's not his friend. His associate, on the other hand, did not understand. He was his toxic masculinity. Like, oh, men are this, men are that, men are this, men are that. And me, my husband, and his wife was chewing him up on the phone call, y'all. We was going in on the phone call on him because simply, like, what woman can't do that? Women have children, birth nations, and get right back to business. Ain't that something like Beyonce said? Okay. We can rule nations, have children, and still go to work and still make good wives. But as a Black woman in America, they see you as emotional. They see you as nothing. They see you, they don't see you as an equal. Let's just keep it a buck. Like, and having that conversation a while ago with my husband, his associate, and his wife really opened my eyes because he's like, baby, I had to get you on the line because I was on the phone with the guys and both of them think that way. And I was like, I needed to tag you in. And we ate them up. What they say, eat them up. Yum, yum. Okay, we ate them up because they could not come back. One thing me, my husband, my family in general, because even my oldest, she's a freshman. One thing we're going to do is we're going to debate you underneath the table. You're going to have to come with pure facts when you're talking to us or none at all. Like, who you talking to? We're going to make you rethink your whole conversation and your standpoint one way or another when you get done talking to us. But his other associate was on the phone. The three of them was recently on the phone. Well, not recently, but at this particular time, they were on the phone. And they were talking about this. And he was like, baby, I had to call you and tag you in because this is toxic masculinity. And he was like, I don't understand how these men, okay, men, and not just them, right? So no shade or no tea to you guys if you listen to this podcast. But how most men don't see the power of women and how they downplay the power of women. And he like, baby, he was like, you know, some of these niggas questionable. You know, they're real questionable if they don't see the power of a woman. Like, men are powerful, but what would we be without, you know, the woman? So we were eating him up because the only standpoint was he was like, oh, niggas gonna try her if she get in office. Well, of course they are, because they gonna think that they can play with her. And of course she's gonna have to show strength and show that she is not one to be played with. But at the end of the day, you thinking that she's a Black woman, and it's another thing that I wanted to say to people, and people may feel a way, but I don't care. I told you guys I'm gonna keep it real, but we gonna heal, and that's what we gonna do, right? Because she has a white counterpart, she's not really Black. I know. Yeah, why did you say that, girl? That's gonna get you canceled. No. What I mean is, in the eyes of people, of men, she doesn't run that relationship. Her white counterpart runs that relationship. And that is something that I want you guys to know heavily and to understand that she did not or does not run that relationship. So while everybody thought it was going to be her making calls, it really was going to be her husband. Newsflash. Sorry to tell you. So if she was to become president, oh, yay, we finally got a Black woman as president. She really wasn't going to be making moves without that man. That was really and realistically, if you're going to be completely honest with yourselves, listeners, that is the only reason why she got accepted as the vice president. Not the only reason, but one of the main reasons. Let me give her her tea. Let me give her her tea. Let me give her her flowers, okay? That is not the only reason, but one of the major reasons of why she got chosen as the vice president. Because if it was a black woman with a black man, we will be talking something totally different right now. Let's be so for real. It will be something totally different right now if we were talking about a black woman with a black man. That would have never happened because we already had the black man and the black woman office, but Barack was not all the way black. You feel me? And that was probably a once in a lifetime thing ever. Like, it's probably the once in a lifetime thing ever. Okay. So I say all this to say that while we thinking Kamala is black in the eyes of them, her husband is white and he gonna run that shit, not her. But needless to say, she didn't win yesterday. She didn't win because the connotation of a woman can't run the country when a woman runs everything. If you think about everything and how everything is, most families' units do not run without the mother. They run without the father, though. And ain't no shade of tea to the men. If you listen to men, I love you guys. I respect you and I honor you because I am married and I love my black king, okay? I love him down, love him up, love him for life, okay? We for lifers, okay? Love this man. He is the example of what a man should be, okay? And he knows he is both masculine and feminine energy, and he operates in both, and it's the healthiest way to be, right? If a man is just all out here masculinity, that's why it's called toxic masculinity. Feel your feelings, brothers. Feel your feelings. It's okay to feel. It's okay to feel. You don't have to walk around all macho all the time. Do you hear me? You do not have to walk around macho all the time, okay? That's why a lot of you motherfuckers seem real gay. The toxic masculinity is gay. It's giving gay. And don't shade the tea to my gay people out there because I love you. Got family members gay. Got a best friend is gay. One of my best friends, one of my spiritual brothers, love him down, is gay. So ain't no shade of tea to no gay people, but it's shade of tea to the people that's gay and don't want to come out the closet and just want to bash everybody else and bash women, okay? It's shade to them. It's all shade. Heavy on the shade and the smoke. We want all the smoke, okay? But anyways, back to what I was saying. So like I was saying, is that any man that is all macho is toxic masculinity. And get over yourself, bro. But it's different when you have a black man, black woman, white man. Simple as that. Kamala was never going to win. They dangled her. I was telling my spiritual sister today. We was texting and talking about it earlier today. And I was telling her that they were dangling Kamala in front of us. So the racists and the people that didn't want women. And by the way, this particular person that we had a phone conversation with, the male was black, which was mind-blowing to me. All the racist white men, white women, and the black men in other cultures that feel like women are beneath them, because that's exactly what it is, think women are beneath them, did not believe that Kamala was able to run the country. If she had a different counterpart, I definitely would have said yes. But because knowing her, who her counterpart was, I don't think it would have been no different from Trump winning or Kamala winning. If you're going to ask me, I really don't think so. But to tell the truth is the elections is rigged. They put Kamala out front to get all the voters, you know, riled up so they could vote for Trump. Newsflash. And that's exactly just how I feel about it, right? You may feel differently, but I feel that that is the reason why Kamala was even on there, to be so for real. And let's talk about Bernie for a second. Let's take a break and talk about Bernie. Okay. Oh, not Bernie. Lord, Bernie, you must be talking about me in spirit. Okay. I'm not editing that out either, by the way. A mess up is a mess up. But Bernie ass is old. But that's probably why I was saying Bernie, because Biden ass is old. Biden, bro, what the fuck were you doing this whole presidency? You were asleep. You were falling. You were not yourself. And long and behold, they been told us that they replaced Biden a long time ago with a sleepy old man that couldn't even think. And if I'm not mistaken, ain't Trump and Biden around the same age? Let me check. Let's see if they're the same age. Let me check right now, because I don't want to lie to y'all. Is Biden and Trump around. Google is your best friend. I'm the same age. Let's see. Biden is 81 and Trump is 78. So there is no reason why Trump walking around here, walking and doing everything he doing, and Trump is and Biden is just falling asleep every goddamn well. Y'all need to go sit him down and get him his dementia medicine, okay? Because I don't know what the fuck was going on with Biden. Biden, what was you doing, bruh? What was you doing? But anyways, back to what I was saying. These elections are rigged. They are rigged. They are rigged. And let me explain to you how. Anybody that get in office, y'all, anybody that gets in office is literally just a puppet. They are a puppet. They are a puppet to the power that be. They're just showing you a stand-in man, right? They're showing you this man that's going to stand in, or this woman that's going to stand in and be the face of the presidency. However, there are people behind them pulling the strings. Duh, I think we all know that, right? We know that they are not really the person that's really calling the shots, because they gotta vote on these problems and these issues, right? So they are not the ones that's really getting any damn thing done. They getting a nice fat check, though. They getting a nice fat check, though. And let's talk about Trump real quick. He is very smart as a businessman. A lot of people may not think that he's smart as a businessman, but he really is. This man does not have any of his funds or anything in his name. Let's talk about that. Like, the president get a good little lump sum. So he moves all his properties and stuff into his children's name until he get out of office and get that shit right back. I ain't mad at you. Get your money, Trump. Get your money. Okay. Everybody hates Trump. Well, most of the world hates Trump. Simply because he presents as a fucking racist. But I do remember something back in the day where it was saying that Trump said, if I ever run, I will run as a Republican because they are stupid. No shade or no tea. All you gotta do is throw race out to Republicans and they gonna take the bait. They gonna take the bait every time. Every time. Okay. I don't want you guys to be afraid of what's going on with this election. Don't be afraid. Just be aware and prepared, as my ears are starting to ring, okay? Be aware and prepared, right? So for me, what does that look like for me, right? It looks like just paying attention to what's going on the news. We're going to get back to that because my ears are ringing and I don't want to go over that. I want that to be the ending. So we're going to go over that then, right? So at the end of the day, right, this is all rigged. It is all rigged. And a lot of people are leaving America. A lot of people are living America. And it's because they don't fuck with America anywhere. Simple as that, y'all. I'm trying to stop cussing. So don't hold it. Don't charge it to my head or my heart. Okay. Just flow with it. I'm trying to stop cussing, but it ain't working. But everybody's leaving America because they don't like what's going on with America. America is kind of losing its touch. We've been the big bullies for a very long time. And honestly, it's coming to a downfall. It is coming to a downfall. America is falling rapidly. Rapidly. It's falling fast. Destruction and self-destruction. We are self-destructing really quickly. And everybody is jumping ship. America is modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. It is falling. It is all the shit that's going on. All the shit with the downfall of Diddy. All these celebrities. What is it called? What was it? They got one coming out with Tyler Perry and all the things that he may have done. Diddy is a fucking black hole. Something that you don't want to go down. If you okay with going down, stuff like that. Me, it hurts my heart too much. I can't even hear all of that. Tyler Perry as well. We know that the pastors, they've been going to hell, okay? They've been preaching in the pulpit on Sundays and having relations with the little boys on Mondays. They going to hell, okay? And it's the downfall. It is the downfall, okay? Even the quiet on set, everything is coming to the forefront. It is clear vision in 2024. And 2025 is action, change, resurrection. Everything that was going on is all going to be swept away. So in 2025, I feel like we're going to have a year of actually seeing the endings. 2024, we got the vision. 2025, we're going to see the endings of everything. We're going to see the outcome of how everything fell into place. And a lot of people are leaving America because they don't want to be here when everything comes crumbling down. Because America are big bullies. And with Trump in office, Trump ain't no shade of no tea to you, bro. But you are going to be a big bully too. You know what I'm saying? And we already know that immigration laws are about to get real crazy because of Trump. Sorry to my brothers, that are my brown brothers and sisters, okay? We're sending you love, and we stand with you as long as you stand with us, okay? Because we ain't helping people that don't help us, okay? We not doing that. We not doing that. Our ancestors did that shit for too long. They helped everybody, but who helped us, okay? So if you stand with us, we rocking with you. But if you ain't rocking with us, then I think you can figure out the rest. I ain't gonna say it because I've been cussing a little too much. But to say all of this, say that we know that Trump and how he moving. This is why, another reason why Trump won is because it's the devil you know, right? They wanted the devil they knew instead of a new devil. They don't know her. And then she black. And you know, these motherfuckers don't trust black people. You know what I'm saying? No shade, no tea. But at the end of the day, we all knew that it wasn't going to be her. And everybody's leaving also because I know that y'all heard about BRICS, B-R-I-C-S, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, and how they're coming together to create this dominance and leaving America out. Baby, y'all worried about election. Y'all worried about all this. But when our money start acting funny, when BRICS do come online for real, for real, for real, and China and everybody else, you know, shut us out, that's when Sodom and Gomorrah, aka America, really will fall. And so I tell you guys to start really thinking about things yourself, looking at things yourself, and figuring out how to get your family in alignment. Okay. Paying attention to what's going on in the world politically, physically, and spiritually. The weather is changing. If anybody else feel it, this year went by so fast. We're already finna be in January. We're finna be in 2025, okay, with their calendar, right? In January, right? Everything happened so fast. I felt like I was in this time machine that just bolted me forward. All of a sudden, it's November. Like, it just literally was my solar return in August, and now I'm at my husband's solar return. Like, what happened? Like, you know, they sped up time. They're messing with the weather. Okay, so pay attention, pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Do not turn a blind eye to what's going on in the world, okay? And now that Trump is president, you have to really pay attention, because I just have this feeling that we're going to end up in a period of time where everything is going to be taken away. And martial law is going to come into place, and they're going to try to take all of your shit. And you know what I mean by when I say take all of your shit. Just like Hitler, and they had no ways to defend themselves, right? Get ready and get prepared spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. Start learning some survival skills. Learn herbalism, okay? That's another thing. Learn some herbalism, okay? That's very important to know, because if it all falls down and everything that's going to come into fruition. I've been seeing these things since my daughter was 4 years old. The way that everything's going to end, I've already seen it, truthfully. I've seen it years. And it's like, as my child gets older, or as we get older and spirit places me in places where I am when things getting ready to go down, I start seeing bits and pieces of it more. And spirit already showed me how things are going to go down. And it's going to go down soon, guys. And it's not to scare you guys. I don't want you guys to be afraid of anything, because we don't give anything fear. If you give things fear or give them the energy of fear, you give that energy the power over you. And then you lose in the end, no matter what it is. So we're not going to go from a fear perspective. We're going to go from being ready, stay ready so you don't have to get ready, okay? Just making sure that you are and your family are ready physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, okay? Get your money together. Get some extra supplies. Let's get to it. You know what I'm saying? So, sorry to Kamala and everybody that was rooting for Kamala, but I knew that she had no chance. I guess congratulations to Donald Trump. I don't know how to feel, right? But Trump is the devil we know. So I am sending you guys love and light, and I hope that you guys are well as can be. And don't let this election mess with you. It's always a spiritual aspect. It's always been spiritual. It's always been rigged. They just make you think that you have a choice, and you don't. And let me just speak on that before I go. The best thing to do is to make up people think that they have a choice when they really don't, to make them feel like they're involved and that they're not running things. But I digress. I'm sending you guys love and light, and I hope that you guys have an amazing day today. And know that you have the power to feed into this energy, or you have the power to work with this energy to create the life that you want and make sure that you and your family get ready and get it together. Sending you guys love and light. Bye.